Good morning, everyone. Trusting you're keeping well and enjoying the goodness of God in this bright and beautiful new day. Yesterday morning, we were in Luke's Gospel, and the Lord said to Simon Peter, he says, launch out, push your boat out further. The Lord wanted to get into the boat and minister his living word to the people who were surrounding him. And the challenge yesterday morning was to go deeper. Well, this morning, the challenge for you is found in Matthew 4 and verse 19. Where Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, says to the fishermen, and he says, come, follow me. And that's the invitation that comes to you this from my heart this morning, where the Lord once more says to you and I, come, follow me. How many times in life have we heard the Lord say, come? Well, have we heard him say, follow me? And we hesitate because we know it's going to cost us something. The only way to follow Jesus is in faith. And I encourage you this morning, stretch out your faith and follow after the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His ways are higher than your ways. And we need to see and understand that he will supply all of our needs and whenever he calls us to follow after him. Don't let the world put its tentacles around you and hold you back from doing what God has called you to do. Don't be hesitant at doing and stepping out in faith at what God has asked you to do. It's never too late to do and accomplish what God has asked you to do, because he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. But his invitation to you and I this morning from his word and by his Holy Spirit is, come, follow me. Let's choose today to follow after him and tomorrow and every day of our lives, because he will never leave us nor will he ever forsake us. These are all verses you all know and you know so well, but yet we are hesitant so many times at doing what he has challenged us to do. So wherever you are today, whatever you're doing, the invitation from the Lord this morning is, come, follow me. Let's follow him in confidence. Take his hand. Let him guide us and direct our lives and follow after the leading of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, it was to launch out, go deeper. Today, it is to follow on. So let us follow him this morning with joy on our hearts. Whatever you're doing today, let the joy of the Holy Spirit overflow in your life. In Jesus' name, God bless.